The Bush administration says it is limiting the pay raises for all civilian federal workers. In a letter to Congress, quietly released on Friday afternoon, the president said the U.S. needs the money for a national emergency, the war on terrorism. As NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports, union leaders are asking if the real war is against them.
The White House Office of Management and Budget says 3.1% is actually a pretty good pay raise. After all, the president's original budget called for less, 2.6%. And with inflation rates fairly low, the Bush administration says it's a pretty generous sum.
Well, it's easy for millionaires to say that.
Bobby Harnage is the national president of the American Federation of Government Employees, the government's largest union. Harnage believes the priorities of the present administration are out of sync with working America.
This administration is made up of corporate America, and they don't need the money, but the people out buying the groceries and trying to survive from payday to payday do.
Many congressmen of both parties in both houses supported an increase of just over 4% for civilian government employees. That's the same that the military will get across the board. But that provision was in one of the many spending bills Congress didn't pass before adjourning. And so the pay raise decision came to President Bush, who saw a way to save money in a time of budget deficits. Taking the pay increase down a percentage point will save the federal government about $1 billion, 1% of the current deficit. President Bush also completely zeroed out all pay adjustments for people who live in high-cost cities. Dan Mitchell of the conservative policy think tank The Heritage Foundation says the president's priorities are realistic and appropriate.
Right now, fighting the war on terrorism, trying to bring about regime change in Iraq, those things are more important than big pay raises for the federal workforce.
But Government Employees Union President Bobby Harnage says President Bush is stretching it to cite a national emergency to justify cutting pay increases.
He continues to give corporate America a tremendous pay increase through a tax cut, and for the wealthy, the top 2% of the nation, a great tax cut. He continues to bail out corporations and to say, but we got an emergency, we can't afford an additional 1% for our workforce is, I think, an insult.
Much of the argument is based on whether you think government employees make more or less money than their counterparts in the private sector. Harnage cites the Department of Labor's own statistics, which show that salaries are about 20% below market rates. Others say just the opposite. George Nesterchuk has a long career in government management, including as a political appointee of President Reagan's to the Office of Personnel Management.
Bottom line, is the federal workforce paid appropriately anyway? Are we taking it out of their hides? And the answer is they're paid very appropriately, and that's measured by the very low quit rates and the very high applicant-to-vacancy ratios, indicating that the jobs are attractive and the jobs are well compensated.
Still, a bipartisan group of congressmen have vowed to push for a 4.1% raise when they return to work in January. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.